Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the DDP. Good to have you with me today on this 16th day of August. We're continuing just going through different passages from the Word. I've had a lot of fun just jumping around in Romans 8. Let's talk no condemnation. One of the keystone topics, I guess you could say, in what I like to call the finished work message, or the some people call the grace message. Really, the understanding of no condemnation is, I don't like the phrase elementary, but it is so, I like foundational better. If you don't understand no condemnation, you're probably going to struggle with a lot of things in Christianity. And it's such a core, fundamental part of the Pauline gospel. In the Corinthian church, 2 Corinthians 7, Paul tells the church at Corinth that he doesn't speak to condemn them. Jesus uses it in John 3 when he says he did not come to condemn the world. So if Paul didn't preach it, Jesus didn't show up to give it, why are we so quick to condemn people? And it could be that we have such a miniature or almost non-existent revelation of our own liberty from condemnation. The verse that is most often used is Romans chapter 8 and verse 1. And Paul says unequivocally that there is no condemnation. What we might miss is that the word no in the Greek means not even a little bit, meaning that there is no room for condemnation at all because of Christ Jesus. Once you accept Jesus and his free pardon from sin, there's no room for you to be condemned. Jesus was condemned for all of our sins on the cross, and thus there's none left for you to be condemned now that you've received Jesus. The last part of the verse, we've said this many times, it's always worth repeating, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. It's a verse that appears to put a qualification on our no condemnation gift, but as we've said before in the original Greek, those words do not appear in that passage, but rather they appear at the end of the fourth verse. Bible scholars moved one piece of scripture to another. It's a process called interpolation. You got to wonder why they would do that. The only thing I can think of is that they just couldn't believe that there were no qualifications or conditions on the gift of no condemnation. And a lot of Christians will tell you that you're under no condemnation as long as you do the right thing, but if you fail, then you're condemned in your sin. Well, that's diametrically opposed to the third verse, which tells me Jesus condemned sin in his flesh. So if sin's been condemned in the body of Jesus, how could sin ever be condemned in my body now that I've accepted the finished work of Christ? So if walking according to the Spirit is a requirement for me not to be condemned, then Jesus was breaking this rule when he withheld condemnation from the woman caught in the act of adultery. Because there's no clearer example in the Gospels of a moment when the full weight of the law should have fallen onto a lawbreaker. I mean, this woman is caught sleeping with a married man, and according to the law of Moses, she deserves to die by stoning. Yet Jesus' response in John 8:7 is, if you're without sin, you cast the first stone. Well, this condemns everybody. They drop their rocks, they leave. Jesus releases the woman and says, neither do I condemn you, now go and sin no more. So if you are not condemned only when you walk in the Spirit, then this woman is disqualified because she was living in her fleshly desires, she was living in active sin, and yet Jesus didn't condemn her. It's a gift, and Jesus gives it freely. Now, if you'll embrace this gift, then the righteousness that the law tried to bring out in you will come to the surface. Because Paul says in Romans 8:4 that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, here, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, is in the original Greek text. But now we get the real meaning. Walk according to what the Holy Spirit says about you, and you'll see the righteousness of God come out in the way you live. So what does the Spirit say about you? Now, no condemnation. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.